What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. My name is Adam. I am your host. Thank you for clicking on this video. We are going to be talking about some of the hobby boxes that were the hottest this past week. Thank you to Cardboard Connections for this list. Let's get right into it. As always, I'm interested to hear your thoughts in the comments. Make sure you leave one if you have one. And if you like the video, make sure you hit the like button. And if you are new, make sure you hit subscribe. I would really appreciate it. From the 22nd to the 28th, Beckett, the hot boxes. Something that I was a little bit surprised by. We're going to start off Topps Gold label. I talked about this probably like 2 weeks ago on one of the episodes of Ripping It Open. So Gold Label is kind of like Select when it comes to the tiers of the checklist that they have. They have three different tiers, each one getting more rare as you go up, obviously. But the checklist is, I think, 1 through 100 every single time. So I'm not 100% sure how you can tell the difference. I'm imagining it must say on the card. I'm not 100% sure, but if I had to guess, that's probably what I would say is the way that you can tell. Let me just make sure I have this info up here. I'm going to start that. We're good. Okay. So then series one still at the top of the list. One that actually dropped pretty significantly is Prism Football. Was number one last week. Now it's dropped all the way down to number 12. I hope it wasn't because I was talking poorly about it. I'm just going to check some of the comps for the sold items. Still pretty much the same price, still $650 for those Prism hobby boxes. Not something, I don't know. And I think actually I do have a correction on when I was talking about the hobby boxes from the last show. I think I said if you were buying boxes last year for $300 or $400, apparently a lot of people have been commenting and saying that those were like $1,000 boxes last year. So they've gone down pretty significantly. So I guess, I don't know, maybe you think you got a deal. I don't know. If you're on social media and you're seeing these boxes and you're seeing them last year, they were $1,000, now they're $650, you're thinking you're getting a deal. That probably isn't the case for those Prism boxes. Obsidian, I did talk about this one a little bit. It's very much like a Breakers product because of the way that it is configured. Comes with four autographs or memorabilia cards. I would, on per box on average, I do not love how this is all worded. I wish it was just like you get four autographs or you get three autographs and one guaranteed memorabilia card. And if they could just guarantee it, like, I don't know why they have to put this per box on average. Like, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like it's a way for them to sort of get away with not putting this much in there, because then that also means that some boxes might have five, which I don't think is fair either. Like, if you're buying a box, you're already taking a risk. I don't think you need to add more risk of what you're getting in the box by adding this per box on average kind of wording on certain products. Like, I just think I get that it's more of a Breakers product and that it isn't necessarily somebody like, let me see. Let me go to these boxes. They're selling for like, let's see. These ones are selling for $350 to $400. Yeah, if you're spending $350 to $400, like, I wish it was just like, I don't know. The hit-based products, I don't know if they are great for the hobby. I'm trying to maybe work this take out a little bit. Maybe I could be wrong. But like, I think if you're looking at sports card boxes are typically the first way that a lot of people get into sports cards. So like, if they see a box of this and they don't really understand the configuration and all that stuff, like, they're going to look at it and say $450 or $350 for a box. Like, yeah, I'll buy it. Like, but they don't understand that they're only, I get that it says seven cards per box, but they don't get the concept of why there's only seven cards per box, like compared to, you know, compared to the 20, the tops, you're getting like 12 packs. And I guess it's like, you know, you're only getting one autograph or relic card. I wish it was in a hobby box. I wish it was, you know, instead of the or, I wish it was an and. Like, I wish it was you're getting one autograph and one relic card. I get that it's a way that they can sell more boxes and not have to change the odds of the boxes. Like, I get that's kind of what they're doing here, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I wish that, like, I wish that there was a guarantee that you're getting an autograph every single time you get a box. And for this, for the Obsidian, I wish that it wasn't per box on average. I wish it was just like you get four autographs and or you get four memorabilia cards. I wish it just said exactly what you get rather than it being like a mystery. Because there are so few cards in the box, like, you know, I wish it was almost like you're guaranteed, like I wish that they would say you're guaranteed a rookie autograph, you're guaranteed a veteran autograph, you're guaranteed like maybe a rookie RPA, you're guaranteed a veteran RPA, you're guaranteed a base card, you're guaranteed a non-autograph card, something along those lines. Because there are, if there's seven cards in this box and you're saying that four of them on average are going to be autographs or memorabilia, that means three of the cards are not going to be autographed and they may not even be rookie cards. So it's like, what's the value is coming from those autographs. So like if you're getting this box and you're only getting three autographs or you're getting like all memorabilia cards, like it's a gamble that I wouldn't take myself. And maybe that's sort of like, we've talked about this on previous stuff. Like it's just a gamble. And maybe that's people like to gamble on this stuff, kind of stuff. Like maybe, you know, maybe they like the fact that they don't know, you know, you get the box and like, there's a chance that you could pull, I don't know, like a Brock Purdy, one of one or something along those lines, I think. Prism Soccer, Prism Premier League Soccer, number four on this list. Origins Basketball, kind of similar, the per box on average. I'm going to go back to Prism Soccer there in a second. Leaf Metal Baseball, not something I would be going for. Topps Chrome Update, still on the top of the list, pretty good. Topps Chrome Sonic, still there. Bowman Chrome Football, still there. Heritage High Number, still there. Panini Draft Basketball is on that list. Pretty, you know, decent product, I think, there. Let's go back up to, Prism Premier League Soccer. This is the product that's going to have Haaland in his first Manchester United jersey. You probably are going to see maybe the first Tyler Adams, I don't think Weston McKennie would be in this product for Leeds, but like Brennan Aaronson, Tyler Adams, there's a chance that you're probably going to see them in this product. I would hope so, at least. Let me just check over on eBay, see what we got for prices here. Yeah, it looks like roughly $250 for a box. Not terrible. I wonder if Panini sold them what they were selling them for. So yeah, $250 for this box. Pretty decent. I mean, this one you're getting 12 cards per pack, 12 packs per box. Let's see what they, and then find one autograph per, again, the per box on average, I think is such, I don't know. I don't like it that much, to be completely honest. Like it should just be one autograph. Like just make it, you should just make it one autograph. I don't know, whatever. But so this would be first Prism Soccer product since the Prism World Cup product. That was a pretty popular one. I was actually grabbing a couple of those boxes when that product first came out at Walmart because they had them. They were a little bit expensive. I think they were like $35 a box, which I think Walmart, typically you're seeing blasters and boxes like that go for a little bit more at Walmart. I'm not sure if that's just because they are just like, we're just going to charge more because we want to, or if like, maybe they're buying them for more because like Target, you know, most of the blasters you're looking at like 25 to 30, where Walmart, you're looking at like 35 to 40 for some of those blasters, which $40, you know, that's not the price you should be looking for any blaster. If you're spending $40, like mega boxes used to be 50. And that was like a, you know, you got like a ton of cards from that box. So yeah, like I said, the one of one Haaland was pulled. I talked about that a couple weeks ago. I don't think it necessarily hurts the price of the boxes. Like, I think that Panini should, I don't know how they would be able to do this, but I feel like there should be some sort of tracker that Panini has that says like these, if you're a breaker and you're pulling certain cards out of certain boxes, you should have to like register some of the hits so that way people know, because I feel like when you're opening boxes and it's sort of a gamble, but like if people know the cards that can still be pulled, and I guess maybe it gets into the conversation of like, is that a good idea or it's not? Because who knows, like maybe people aren't registering if they're not breaking, but and then that leads to maybe speculation on what cards are still in the box, what cards aren't in the box. But I think it would be kind of a cool idea if Panini or some company were to put together like a database for breakers for like if a breaker pulls a one of one or if a breaker pulls an autograph, they can go to the registration and put in that this card was pulled. So that way people know that the card has, the card's not going to be coming out of this box. So like if you're trying to pull that card, or I don't know, maybe it's like you work with eBay or maybe it's like, it could be, see if it's Panini that you'd have to have probably a team that does this where they are pulling cards from, let's say, eBay. They're also pulling cards from breakers. It gets into the transparency conversation when it comes to boxes. Is it something that I think Panini would want to do? Probably not, because it is something where it's like extra work. Daniel said, although you like it, they wouldn't do it because they wouldn't sell as many boxes. I would be interested if they did the experiment, because I would be interested to know if, well, because the thing is with Panini, it's like they've sold all the boxes already. That's kind of the thing when it comes to boxes. Like, sure, maybe people wouldn't buy them from their website, but it's like, for the most part, most boxes have already been sold. Like, they've already been sold to distributors. They've already been sold to, you know, maybe breakers. They've already, you know, maybe if they're selling them on eBay, they've been sold on eBay. So it's like the conversation of like, should people know what cards are still available, I think is an interesting one. It is tough. I get that, you know, you can't really, you know, maybe people, it would hurt the price of some of the boxes, but I think also that would be better for cards. I think that'd be better for people who want to open these boxes because they would, you know, if the top chase card from a product has already been pulled, does that hurt the price of the box? Maybe, but at the same time, like we don't really, it hasn't hurt this product. Like, I don't think we've really seen a decline in the price of, you know, Premier League Prism at all. Hey, if you're enjoying the podcast, make sure you go check out the YouTube page at Heroes for Sale. That's where a lot of these episodes are coming from. Make sure you go over there and hit subscribe if you want to see what I'm talking about on these podcast episodes before this episode releases.